Welcome to the How Legends Are Made radio show, the fastest growing coaching show on the web.
This is the podcast that teaches you how to achieve your dreams and live a legendary life.
Today is the day you make your dreams happen. Booyah!
Are you tired of watching other people achieve the success that you want?
When you believe in you as much as you want others to believe in you, success is going to find you. Come on, you legendary maniacs! There's room for you at the top of the mountain. Stake your claim to a legendary life. Booyah!
And now the voice of How Legends Are Made Radio. The man who believes everyone is destined to live a legendary life. Dan Blackburn.
Booyah! Booyah!
Welcome back to another edition of How Legends Are Made Radio. This is Dan Blackburn. I'm your host. And today I'm talking to you about impact. That's right. Your impact on you and your impact on others. Let me get started by reminding you to go to howlegendsaremade.ca and check out all the other podcasts that are there. If you are a first time or a relatively new time listener, head on over to that same URL, howlegendsaremade.ca, and make sure you download a copy of the first chapter of my upcoming book, 17 Stories That Will Rock You, Shock You, and Inspire You. 17 stories of people who, by all accounts, had every reason why they should and could give up, and yet they figured a way to stay committed, connected, and focused on what they wanted, and they made it all happen, baby. That is why they are legendary. So, impact. The last 3 days I've spent with 50, maybe 60 athletes and their respective families. And for anybody who knows me or who's followed me or checks out any of my posts online or on Twitter, by the way, Twitter handle, Real D Blackburn, and you know that I spend a lot of my time with athletes, and I love working with athletes, and I've shared that before, because athletes are special. Athletes have this drive, this determination, whether they're a team sport or an individual sport, they have the ability to focus, and when they learn how to do this at a young age, they develop habits on focus, on overcoming challenge, on overcoming perseverance, on overcoming failure. And it's astonishing. It's really astonishing. So when I say impact to an athlete, they immediately conjure up this thought of, you know, two bodies colliding and the impact, and whether one body has more mass and more velocity. See, I did listen to my physics teacher, but whether it's more mass and velocity or momentum, or they're the same, there's, when impact happens, it interrupts both people. It interrupts both individuals. And like I said, one may keep going, but not at the speed that he or she had prior to the impact. And for the one or ones who fall down, they're stopped in their tracks. And then for that period of time until they get back up on their feet and get going again, they've abandoned or they've been interrupted from that path, from where it is that they're going. So, and this is why I love athletics. So if you shift that into life outside of the arena, it's off of the court, off of the field, you recognize that that's how life works. You see, when I make a choice, when I do something, it has an impact on me. And now I can choose to do things that are uplifting, that are empowering, that create momentum, and that impact on my life is that I generate more focus, more drive, more leverage. The impact may be, you know, again, from an athlete's perspective, think of an athlete being pushed from behind in the direction of where they want to go. They're able to carry that momentum and for a period of time generate more speed. If they get pushed or they get stopped, interrupted from the direction that they're going, then their progress is impeded. So whatever you choose to do in your life outside of the athletic arena, you're either creating momentum that's driving you forward, or you're impeding your progress. So choose wisely. I mean, think about it seriously. Put whatever hat it is that you want to put on, whether you're a business owner and you're trying to create more customers, more interest, a more profound marketing plan, better sales or more effective sales strategies. Maybe you want to create opportunity for yourself. You're looking to hire more people or bring on the best people, other leaders in your field. Maybe you're in a relationship and you want to shift it. You want to take it to a different level, or you want to get out of it. You want to leave it. Or maybe you're looking to get into a relationship. Maybe you're looking to earn more money, get out of a business or get out of a job and get into a business, get into something that you're passionate about, something that fuels your fire. Or if you're an athlete, you're looking to create something. You're looking to reach a goal, get to a next level, help a team be successful, help and support coaches and other teammates reach their dreams. I mean, wherever you are in your life, think about that. Think about momentum and think about being interrupted or impeded from where you're going. That's what impact does. So are you making choices that are helping you move down the path, that are getting you momentum, more speed, more velocity, getting to your results quicker? Or are you getting in your own way? Are you making choices that are interrupting the flow, interrupting the movement, interrupting the momentum that we all know, that you know you need in order to reach your goal? So as you're thinking about that, shift gears for a second, and now let's think about what impact are you having, is your behavior having on other people? So if you're on a team, if you're choosing to put in less than your maximum effort, if you're choosing to cut corners, if you're choosing to take things for granted, be lazy, not step up and bring all that you can to the table, you're being a victim, you're frustrated, you're down, how are you impacting the people around you? Coaches, other teammates, again, in a business environment, colleagues, business partners, perhaps, employees, employers. How are your choices affecting the people around you? If you're in a relationship, if you want more in your relationship, you want more abundance, you want more love, you want more connection, you want more drive, you want more focus, you want to take that relationship to an all-time high, how is your behavior impacting the other people? Are you getting in their way? Are you interrupting their progress? Are you impeding their flow, their momentum? And then think about it with money. Money is one of the best examples. See, money flows to us. Success flows to us. When we get in our way, when we make choices that impact us in a way that prevent us from getting where we want to get to, it also interrupts the flow of money. So how are we doing that in our life? How are we getting in our way, and what impact is that having on the people, places, and things in our life? So give it a thought. What are you doing every day that's supporting or impeding your progress? And then whatever choices you're making, how are those choices supporting, helping, or impeding the progress of others? And again, I love the analogy of the sports environment, because whether you're playing an individual sport or a team sport, there are people around you. There are coaches, there are supporters, there are fans. If you are in a team sport, there's teammates who are relying on you, that their success is incumbent upon your success, and vice versa. If you perform at a level that's a standard that's higher than you're accustomed to being at, and you get phenomenal results, you get momentum going in the direction of what you want, you'll also inherently be helping your teammates, your coaches, the people around you who support you, who guide you, who cheer for you. You'll be helping their progress too. So give that some thought. How do you spend your days making choices, and how are those choices impacting other people? Two athletes coming together at a high rate of speed, head to head, collision, both of their progresses will be impeded. Regardless of who wins that impact, regardless of who continues moving forward, at the moment of impact, it interrupts both of their forward progress. It interrupts both of their forward progress. So add that picture to your mind when you think about impact, because everything you do is having an impact on you. Everything you do is having an impact on the people, places, and things in your life. You get to choose. Is that impact creating momentum and thrusting you forward, increasing your velocity, increasing your momentum, or is it impeding you? Is it getting in your way? Is it preventing you from getting what you want? And whichever one of those fit, that will also have the same, you'll also be having the same impact on the people around you. And before I wrap this up, I'm talking about physical movement. I'm talking about motion. I'm talking about how you behave, what you choose to do. Bear in mind, I'm also referencing your behavior. So it's the words you use. It's how you treat other people. It's what you say. It's what you don't say. It's about how you interact with those people on teams, in relationships, on business opportunities, in friends and family. Give serious thought to the impact you're having, because it's happening. It's an absolute guarantee that you're impacting your life and the people around it. You just get to choose which one it is for you. I'm Dan Blackburn. I am out of here. Before I go, before I wrap this up, before I hit the stop record button, make sure you head on over to howlegendsaremade.ca and download, listen, check out all the other podcasts that are there. I think I'm close to 50 podcasts, maybe more there now. If you want to download these and listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or on Zune, head on over to those respective directories and punch in How Legends Are Made. And boom, poof, there it will appear. Download it, hit the little button, and you'll get automatic updates every single time I upload a new podcast. And then while you're there, make sure grab yourself the first copy of 17 Stories That Will Rock You, Shock You, and Inspire You. Hey, I said it before, I'm out of here, but this time I'm serious. S-E-R-I-O-U-S. Have an amazing day, and remember, like always, say it with me, dream, plan, and execute your way to an amazingly legendary life. Booyah!
Thank you for listening to How Legends Are Made with Dan Blackburn. Do you want to hear more from Dan? Go to howlegendsaremade.ca and subscribe to the How Legends Are Made iTunes channel. And remember to leave a comment so Dan knows you're listening.